Well, it's been a long, 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 long time since we have strapped on these headsets in front of these microphones, but we are back on the KentuckyCrazies.com podcast. And of course, here to my left is at KY Crazy Aaron.
I'm here, cobwebs hanging off my ears. It has been a while.
Yes, it has been a while. It's been longer than I had even imagined, actually, when we look back to see when we had done our last one.
And your voice still hasn't changed.
My voice is still not built for radio, okay? Let's just get that out of the way right now. With the voice not built for radio.
But if people could just see how sexy you looked.
Well, I don't know if that... I'm too sexy for TV, too. See, that's the thing. I have a voice not built for radio and a body not built for television. Yeah, who was it that said that I don't have a voice built for radio?
Dave or something.
I love it.
He needs to check back in.
I said, that's why I'm doing a podcast. I'm not doing radio, I'm doing a podcast. Well, Aaron, it's been a busy summer with, you know, my regular day gig. And what's your summer been like?
Full of baseball, a little bit of traveling. We like to travel a lot. And last few years, well, been probably more like 5-6 years, we've kind of got into wanting to visit as many baseball parks as we can. So this year we hit Miami, which is the new one for us was Miami. And we've done, you know, Cincinnati several times. But so, you know, it's a big trip, and we had a heck of a time. Stayed on Miami Beach.
Off the top of your head, are you hitting like all the diamonds, like Chicago? And
we've been to both Chicago's. We've been to Kansas City. Wife and I have been to Seattle, been to Yankee Stadium, Pittsburgh, Cincy, St. Louis, Miami now, Atlanta.
I know that when you take your son Noah, mm-hmm. he has a really good time, and he has collected some baseballs over the years too.
Yeah, he's got to be no pro at it. We try to get seats. You know, of course, everybody I'm sure does.
You get good seats. I've seen.
Yeah,
them.
we try, and he's collected four baseballs now. You know. Got one here in Miami.
Are they like foul balls or just from players or what?
Two of them have been game balls where like they get tossed in the dugout and the coach will turn around and he'll throw them up there to him. But, no, he had a chance at an actual foul ball. Well, it was a batting practice ball. It would have been his very first – this is one of my favorite stories, by the way. We were at Wrigley Stadium, and we were there for batting practice. It was the Cubs and Cardinals. And the Cardinals were actually taking the batting practice. So we're right there just a little bit past the – first base dugout, and he's about 7 at the time. Pop up was hit, landed in a row right behind us, and the ball was just laying there. I said, Noah, grab that ball. Well, there was a little girl, probably 7 or 8, in the next row back, and he just said, no, she can have it.
Aw.
So, yeah.
He was smooth.
Yeah, he didn't get him anywhere, but, you know, well, seven years old.
Well, that's good for the ladies whenever he's – how old is he now?
He's 12.
Okay, well, you know, 6 years, 7 years from now, he's –
And that, but that wasn't the first, the last time that he tried to give one away. He tried to give one away in St. Louis as well, but they ended up giving that one back to him. But
well, that's a cool story, and hitting all those ball diamonds, that's kind of a lot of people have that dream, you know, to be able to bounce around the country.
Yeah,
and
we still have a lot to go. One of these days, I'll be the old man, and he'll be dragging me along, but hopefully we'll get them all in.
I was going to say, you're going to try to hit them all?
That's the plan, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be a while.
Well, my summer wasn't quite as traveling. Of course, I know you have a day gig as well, but
day
and night gig. Yeah. I had a busy summer. We, you know, years past, we tried to do these at least, you know, a few times during the summertime, but I just was so busy. I've got my day gig as a video production, and that kept me really busy this summer, just with weddings and events and the stuff that I do, documentaries and all that. So, but I'm glad that we have a chance here to get the cobwebs off. And
maybe someday they'll start paying these podcasters what we're worth and we can quit our day jobs.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, so, hey, you advertisers out there, we're coming after you.
McDonald's.
And we do have a lot of stuff planned for this season as far as getting this, you know, further out there. We're going to pull in some different people. We'll talk about that here in a second when we come back, and then we'll talk about football.
Yeah, I guess we have to.
All right, we'll be back here in just a moment. KentuckyCrazies.com.
From the friendly confines of the KentuckyCrazies.com studios, located in the heart of the Big Blue Planet.
Listen up.
It's time to talk all things Kentucky Crazy.
Listen up.
Your hosts, listen Mike up. Hicks and Aaron Newton.
Listen up.
You people are crazy.
Okay, like I was saying, we've got some big stuff planned for this season with the podcast. We're going to pull in some celebrities and maybe a former player here and there. And then we're also bringing on board the guys from aceofblue.com. And, of course, you can find them on Facebook as well. I was chatting with Jason earlier today, Jason Markham of AC of Blue. And he said, hey, why don't you mention our Facebook page, because we need to bump those numbers up. So just go over there, tell Kentucky Crazy, tell them that we sent you over there on their Facebook page and give them a like. But haven't actually talked or met with all these guys yet, but I hope I get the names right. But the names that some guys that may be or will be calling in on the show, we're going to just break down the games and just get their perspective on them. Jason Markham, James Strebel, Zach Oates, Will Marshall, and Jeremy Chisenhall. I hope I got all those right, guys. But welcome aboard, and we're going to, like I said, have them just call in and, you know, go back and forth like we do. So.
Yeah, it'd be a good time, and hopefully they have some nice voices that people like to hear.
Yeah, maybe their voices are built for radio.
We need to let that go, I guess, don't we?
No, I'm never letting that go.
No, that is going to be exciting, pulling in some new names, some new voices, and new opinions.
Yeah, and maybe we won't agree with that on everything, but that's part of the magic, that right?
Makes good radio.
So, yeah, one more time, see aceofblue.com and find them on Facebook. And so, like I said, we're very excited about that. So, let's just jump in to the big muddy pit that has become Kentucky football. And I will just preface this with the truth. I have not watched either game.
So and you're not a politician, and you're telling the truth.
I am telling the truth. And I had a family function on one night, and I had a work day gig. I had a wedding to shoot on the other game. But, of course, I listened to as much pregame and postgame and read everything that I could about it. And it's not pretty.
No. I was actually at the first game, so the Mississippi game, with my father and sons. And you know, it's our big family event that we've been going to the last couple of years. We're actually going to another game this year, Mississippi State. But, you know, started off, everything looked great. You know, 35-7 or whatever it was right there off the bat. And even then, I was watching the first half. I was kind of watching, you know, taking everything with a grain of salt, because we never really were able to stop them from running the ball. The only mistakes that they had made was when they actually tried to throw the ball. We had, you know, but 3 interceptions, I believe it was. But when they would run the ball, we couldn't stop them. So I even said to somebody sitting next to me, I said, I don't know why they would ever throw it. Second half, that's what happened. I bet they didn't pass the ball 10 times in the second half, and the turnover stopped. They were plunging it up the middle on us, you know, right at Matt Elam, who's, you know, it still irks me that he's junior year now. He's staying straight up. He's, what, 6'7", you know, a monster of a man, but he's staying straight up and gets shoved back 5 yards.
I know a lot of people are talking about player development. From your eyes, I mean, is that truly an issue? Because it appears as though they're not getting any better individually.
You know, yes, it is. Not to make excuses, but, you know, like I said to you before we started, sometimes excuses are reasons. We are under another new offensive coordinator. You know, this would be the third one in Stoops' time here. And but Southern Mississippi had a brand new offensive coordinator as well. You know, we knew who he was.
Yeah.
But yeah, player development is a big issue, and part of that is, too, if Matt Elam had gone to Alabama, who was, you know, his second choice, he would have been redshirted that first year. He would have been in the weight room. He would have gotten shape and that extra year of practice, And yeah, I'm sure Alabama probably has a little bit better track record of developing players and things like that.
I would think so.
You know, we're not going to compare us to Alabama because I don't think we'll ever reach that status. But still, you know, that's a thing. When Matt Elam's thrown to the fire as a freshman, you know, he didn't play a whole lot as a freshman, but still, he wasn't redshirted. He didn't have that extra year to develop. You know, that is a big issue when we're still playing a lot of young players.
Well, something, you know, just from the fan standpoint, you know, like I said, I was at a family function during that game, and I was checking my phone, checking the score, and kind of relaying that to people that were there. And it wasn't a situation where we could have the TV on and all that. But anyway, you know, we had the big lead, and, you know, the old this is Kentucky football thing, I hate to bring it up, but we are in that point where we have to look in the mirror. You know, I had an old timer sitting there to my left where I said, hey, look, you know, we're up, you know, big numbers and all that, finally turning around and all that. Old timer leaned back and he said, we'll find a way to lose it. And I hate to say it, but there it was.
And that's, you know, it's become an age-old tradition with Kentucky football.
Yeah.
And again, with, you know, you were saying we had a huge lead, and even then I was taking it, you know, again with a grain of salt, because the only thing that we really did well in the first half were the big plays. You know, a 60-yard pass, you know, the big plays. We didn't do anything that would sustain a drive. It was either all or nothing. And that's eventually going to stop, you know. And again, it did. You know, we were shut out in the second half again. You know, we went on a huge, going back to last season, a second half drought of even when, you know, we finally broke it in the Florida game. If you want to look at something positive, you know, we scored a touchdown in the last few minutes.
But the only bigger drought of that is us not doing a podcast. Basically, that's the only. And then, you know, the Florida game, I had to work the wedding, and I was able to check the score a couple, and I, you know, it was just a blowout debacle.
It was horrible.
And when it was over, I was able to listen to Mark Stoops on the drive when I was leaving, and this was my take on when I was listening to him speak on post game. I had flashbacks to Gillespie. In the way he seemed defensive, in the way that there wasn't really going to be anything changing. Tom brought up a couple points where, you know, are we looking at this? Are we looking at that? And when he said the phrase, something equivalent, he said, we're just going to get back on the practice field and practice harder.
Mm-hmm.
I almost wrecked for a second time in 2 weeks, but yeah. Almost wrecked because I was like, I had Billy Gillespie. You know, at least he didn't say, that's a bad question, Tom, you know. But anyway, I'm just voicing my angst here because I know everybody out there is feeling it.
Well, he is making some changes. He says he's going to take over more of a role for defense now, which, he, you know, Stoops is a defensive guy. He was a defensive coordinator at Florida State. You know, so he has the credentials. And he's been recruiting like crazy. You know, his time here has been the best recruiting classes we've ever had. But again, goes back to the player development, and you know, and I look too at where all the talent that he's recruited has been, and it's at the speed positions. You know, your running back, your receivers, the defensive backs. He really needs to build from the inside out because both lines are just horrible right now. I know on the defensive line we've had some issues with players leaving and you know and things like that, but we don't have the depth to handle that. To where again, if you're redshirting players, say it, you know, like Alabama does, they're not sticking them in there as freshmen for the most part. You know, it's mainly for your linemen. Those are the ones you want developing and getting stronger. They're putting linemen in there at sophomores and juniors, where we're sticking them in there at freshmen. They're getting beat down, beat down, and beat down, and you know, eventually it plays a toll on them. And one big thing I saw in the Florida
game, toes on us.
Yeah. Is with the defensive backs, especially, you know, they're getting tortured right now, and it's because, like, again, it starts at the line. If the line's not getting pressure, then the defensive backs can only cover for so long. You know, Florida's got good receivers that they're going to beat you at times here and there. You can only stay with them for so long. And I got to where I've seen a lot of finger pointing, a lot of arguing back and forth between the players, you know, cornerbacks and safeties. You've got him. You're supposed to have him. And things like that have got should have already been taken care of in practice.
Yeah, the disorganization that is very evident, you know, player development is something that takes time. We talk about it in basketball. Every kid develops at their own pace. And so in my mind, there's a little leeway in there with player development, maybe not as widespread as it is with this, you know, current football team. But the disorganization is something that should not be there.
No. And Stoops, you know, coming in, this is his first head coaching job, so he was given a little bit of leeway, but this is year four.
And a big contract.
Yeah, yeah. And we keep extending his contracts for, you know, for losing records. But he had a little bit of leeway because new coach, he's learning how to do it, how to manage a game, how to manage a clock. But 4 years in, you know, we're getting worse. I feel that we're a worse team now than we were. You know, he was better with Joker Phillips players than he is with his own.
Which doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense because they're much better recruits, you know, much better players than what we had then.
Well, you know, I sent it out on Twitter at the start of the Florida game and when we were down quickly. You know, I forget what the score was. But, I was just checking the score on my phone, but I tweeted out, I think we need to have the Pope fly over and just do an exorcism on the entire football program. And maybe that can, because what you just said, you know, again, that doesn't make any sense. And you could put 100 football minds on this, and it's not like it's in front of everybody's face. There's so many weirdness. It's like there's a curse.
Good news is we've got New Mexico State coming home to Commonwealth Saturday. It looks like it's going to be pretty stormy. I hope fans show up. I can't be there, but it's not looking very, very hopeful. But it's a game that we should win. Hopefully we'll get some confidence. I mean, good Lord, we know we need some. We need some running backs to get some confidence.
Just get a W, you know.
Yeah, even if it's 2-0, let's get a W. But the good thing is, really, we're not that – we didn't expect to be 2-0 right now anyway. Really expect to be 1-1. So we're just one game off. So we'll have to beat somebody that we didn't expect to beat.
Let's get one of those
and
back.
And then we're back on track.
All right, now let's. I'm going to wrap back to the beginning of this football conversation. Just real quickly, off the top of your head, if you can remember everybody, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Oh,
you talk about your family day that you had with all, with all the guys. Right now up on the screen, we got a picture of them. Can you, off the top of your head, remember everybody that was there?
I can, and one of them was actually a Louisville fan.
Ooh.
Yeah. He was kind of a last-minute addition. But he was a good sport. He actually wore blue. It wasn't a UK shirt, but he's the one that was be on the far right of the picture. It was Preston King. He's my nephew. Then there was Greg English, who's my brother-in-law. And me, my two sons, Nathan and Noah. Noah being the youngest, Nathan the 25-year-old. My grandson, Caden, his very first, well, other than the very first Division One football game, we'll say. And then my father, who year after year has gotten it all together for us.
And he's the one that's right there in the middle, right?
Yes.
And I know Doug and Bob are our biggest podcast listeners, Bob being my dad. So
two of the three that we have.
Yeah, that's right, all three of them. And anyway, I just wanted to get those names out there because I know you guys try to make at least one trip and sometimes more. And so maybe one of these trips coming up, if things go as we might expect, we may be getting some player interviews and all that, but we don't want to talk too much about that until we get everything finalized.
Yeah, don't put the horse in front of the cart.
Yeah, but we got some big stuff planned coming up. So we're going to take a break right now, and we'll come back with just a couple tidbits here on KentuckyCrazies.com podcast.
KentuckyCrazies.com presents Cat Stats. Kentucky has had 7 players inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. Sam Newton was inducted as a contributor. The other players include Cliff Hagan, Frank Ramsey, Adrian Smith, Louis Dampier, Pat Rowley, and Dan Issel. Adrian Smith was inducted as a member of the 1960 U.S. Olympic team. Coaches include Adolph Rupp, Rick Pitino, and John Calipari. Kaywood Leopard was given the Kurt Gowdy Broadcast Award.
Okay, well, we're going to get out of here just in a little bit, but a couple things. We'll get into basketball and shows coming up, of course, a little more detail about the players and what we're going to look like this year and all that fun stuff. But something that happened today was a picture day. And, of course, you can go on the website and check out. We've got all kinds of pictures from various photogs there in Lexington taking pictures of the cats. And it seems like the big hot topic is not so much the players or how much bigger Willis looks or whatever. It's the uniforms and the checkerboard kind of siding that's on there. So you don't like them?
I don't like them.
Like, what's the problem?
It's not the dental. It's not dental bad. It's not the cat scratch bad. You know, those are epically bad.
95 team, are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, they're not awful, I guess, but I just kind of seem like they're going overboard with checkerboard on everything.
Well, you know, the more I looked at the pictures,
it's kind of more of a Tennessee thing to me.
The less it really bothered me. The thing that I liked about them was, like, it had the UK logo down on the leg of the shorts, and it looked like there was some kind of, like, I don't know, like three-dimensional kind of design, like in the white that you don't pick up. But I do think it's too wide. Like, if you want to go checkerboard down the side, you know, we're playing, you know, fashion gurus here, but the checkerboard down the side, make it a little skinnier. Make it just like, you know, a couple inches wide instead of like 5-6 inches wide.
This is our fashion segment of
the
show.
Fashion segment. But yeah, you're right. You kind of immediately think Tennessee, like their end zones are like that. Yeah,
well, ours is too, but you know, they changed that.
Just a Nike thing? Is that what it is?
I don't know. I mean, it's supposed to be for horse racing, you know, the Secretariat, blah, blah, blah. But to me, it's just, you know, I don't know.
It's just too wide. If you make it skinnier, I don't think people will be complaining.
I don't think
about
it looked as bad on the players.
Yeah.
You know, as it did just laying there on the table, it looked pretty bad. But I don't, as long as they win the championship, I don't care what they look like.
I don't care either. And, you know, another thing, too, I mean, this is going to get really detailed and weird, but I thought the actual cut of the uniforms on them was actually, to me, a little worse than the checkerboard. It looked like that, you know, the shorts are kind of up high looking, like it was 19, you know, like the old neighbor next door that's, like, cutting the grass or something, you know. Anyway, it was, but that seems like, you know, the hot topic of it. But it didn't really bother me. Once the cats get out there and play, we're going to kind of forget
really
that.
So, yeah. I mean, we're going to be so fast, it's going to be a blur anyway.
Whose idea was the denim? Golly, that
had
was
to
terrible.
Be that guy up the road now.
Oh, my gosh. That was never cool, you know? And it's really sad because potentially one of the greatest teams in the history of college basketball, all their photos has them in those awful.
You know, we should have broke those out for Josh Harrelson when he was here.
Yeah, there you go. That was the only time it would have made sense.
We should have dug them back out.
The only time it would have made sense was with Jorts.
Maybe he went and pulled them out of the old storage closet and he wore them in practice or something.
You know, it's funny you brought up the cat scratch ones. Somebody on our website today posted a picture of Anthony Epson. And they said those were his favorite ones.
Really?
So everybody's going to come to the table with, like, you know, different opinion. But it seems like the vast majority out of the gate didn't like the checkerboard. So.
No, even the former players, you know, I saw where Devin Booker gave it a big thumbs down on Twitter.
Yeah, Trey Lyles didn't like them.
Yeah.
So. You know, so, but as long as we win the championship, they can wear.
They can go back to the old Rex Chapman, Kenny Walker short shorts. I don't care.
Some of the ladies may like that, you know. Didn't the volleyball team do something pretty special?
Yeah, well, they swept Louisville in three sets tonight, and that's actually 3 years in a row now we beat Louisville in volleyball.
Three sets tonight and 3 years in a row.
Yeah, 3 years in a row. So, you know, slowly UK has been building a pretty dominant volleyball team. I remember last year I watched them in the tournament, and then they played horrible in a tournament match, and I got upset, but they've become a pretty steady volleyball team here in the Southeastern Conference. You know, in just about any sport anymore is strong, but it is a really strong conference.
Yeah, top to bottom, you have to be able to compete. And maybe in football, we can do that Saturday at 4:00 Eastern. And what is the line on that right now?
Last I just looked, and it was 21.5 points in our favor, which is very hard to believe. So
yeah, they must be really terrible.
Either the bookies haven't been watching our games or New Mexico State is really bad. I do know that their best running back, who rushed for around 1,600 yards last season, has been out. So, I mean, that could be a big factor.
But he'll be back for us, right?
Probably. You know, they'll probably pull a Patino thing there and playing. But No, they said he hasn't been practicing, so it's doubtful he'll play. But so go Cats.
Yeah, go Cats.
We're rooting for injuries on the other teams now.
Well, this, like we said, let's just get a W, and then we've got to get one of those back coming up that we, like you said, we should be 1-1 right now. And, you know, we'll get one of those back moving forward. Well, Aaron, we're going to cut this one off here. And how do you feel about this? Back on the bike again, riding pretty good?
You know, my throat's getting dry. My butt's getting sore from sitting here. And maybe we can do it again in about 6 months.
Maybe next November. All right. Well, hey, those of you that made it to this point of the show, hope you enjoyed it.
All of you that have been seeing me out in the streets saying, you know, when's your next show? Well, listen now. It's here.
Here it is. We have the new podcast, and we're going to have some new ones coming up. And another shout out again to acofblue.com. Find them on Facebook. And you can find at @KyCrazyAaron on Twitter and at @KentuckyCrazies on Twitter as well. So thanks for tuning in with a voice not built for radio. This is Michael, and that is Aaron. We'll see you next time. Go Cats! Until the next time, stay crazy, Kentucky.
Follow us on Twitter at @KentuckyCrazies. And find us on Facebook at facebook.com/KentuckyCrazies. KentuckyCrazies.com.
Listen up.
You people are crazy.
And this is all a part of my